Do you really think this miseducation policy is conscious?
I don't know, but I'll tell you my guess, my best guess, is they are following the same policy that Muhammad the Great followed in India. This is not the founder of Islam. Muhammad the Great was the one who conquered India for the Muslims. And he deliberately reduced the Hindus to illiteracy and poverty because he figured poor, ignorant people are easier to govern. The English did the same thing in Ireland in the 16th, 17th, 18th centuries. They forbade the speaking of Gaelic. They forbade the Irish to own horses or guns or any farm bigger than 1 acre, or I forget the exact, very small farms, and to educate their children. Then they found the Irish were sending their children to France to get educated, so they amended the law, making it a crime to educate an Irish child in Ireland or out of Ireland. So Muhammad the Great can think that way, and the great British Empire can think that way. I don't find it at all extravagant to believe George W. Bush and his co-conspirators are thinking that way. They're doing everything they can to make this country as stupid as possible. I don't think they're doing it because they're stupid. I agree with J.R. Bob Dobbs about that. Praise Bob. J.R. Bob Dobbs, the founder and chief executive officer of the Church of the Subgenius, he says the two most common errors in America are the belief that the politicians are dumb and that they mean well. I don't think they're dumb at all, and I certainly don't think they mean well, but they want us to be as dumb as possible. That's what I believe. I don't believe it fervently or dogmatically, but that's my best guess. It's been done not only by Muhammad the Great and by the English in Ireland, it's been done by all sorts of conquering groups. Hell, you don't want the people you conquer to be too smart, and you certainly don't want them armed. I love the word terrorism. Terrorism means we've disarmed them to the extent that the only way they can fight back is by blowing themselves up in the process. Oh, how horrible they must be to do something so stupid. Well, when you've conquered people and you've taken their land away and you've mistreated them every way you can think of and taken away all the weapons they can possibly use, of course they're going to use whatever is left, and you can call them terrorists. They call the IRA terrorists, too. My God, England terrorized the world for 7 centuries or more, and they dare to call somebody else a terrorist? The United States has been bombing the world and blasting it all through my lifetime, and they dare to say anybody who strikes back is a terrorist? I don't think they lost all these messages warning about what was coming on 9/11. They just ignored them because they wanted an excuse for a war. The best war of all, a war with, an undefined war, a war defined so that it has no possible ending. A war against terrorism is like the Catholic Church's war against heresy. You never run out of heretics. Anybody can be accused of being a heretic, anybody who thinks for him, and anybody who resists in any way. Supposing we had another Gandhi and he became a real pain in the ass to the bankers and corporation heads. You think they're going to tell us we got another Gandhi over here, we want to go kill him? No, they're going to say he's a terrorist, and they'll plant all sorts of evidence. I mean, they got an open invitation now. They've given themselves permission to attack any country in the world they want to just by yelling, more terrorists there, more terrorists over there. And we're not supposed to inquire into it. If we inquire into it, that's despicable thinking, according to Cheney. We're supposed to believe what they tell us.